So Cleggy, speaking to you after 4-1 home win against Winsford, how do you think the match went and how do you think it was first half compared to the second half?
I thought Winsford started really well and they put us under a bit of pressure early doors, and then Jordan's pulled a goal out of nowhere, and then obviously he's gone and got a first half hat-trick, and when Jordan Culver plays like that, anyone struggles to contain him. And I thought, other than Jordan's three goals, without sound after quite an even half, but listen, we're absolutely depleted at the moment and everyone knows that. I think it's eight first team lads we've had missing again tonight, and the instruction before the game was, let's keep a clean sheet and try and nick a goal or two. And you know, we've not managed to keep a clean sheet, but we've won 4-1 and they've got some good lads, and you'll take it, won't you?
Yeah, so Jordan's done very well tonight. We had James and Jordan up front. You need confidence in your team, don't you, while you've not got that many players in. Do you think that will give Jordan a big boost ahead of Thursday and even Saturday?
Yeah, definitely. We've told Jordan, we've said, look, you know, when Mark Battersby's on an hat-trick or scored, he never wants to come off the pitch, and that's how we need to get Jordan. You know, sometimes he likes having a bit of a breather and coming on with half an hour here and there, and what he needs to understand is, I think that takes him to 25 goals this season. He's one of deadliest strikers in our league, so we need him fit and we need him playing. And at the moment, you know, we can't see a few of the lads coming back anytime soon, so all these lads who are here, we need them fit. So obviously Jordan's absolutely massive for us, and he's done tremendous because he lives off, like everyone talks about bats all the time, and having a long year last year where he did on the bench and stuff, we did well to keep him and keep him happy, and I think we've got our just rewards this season, and he's been brilliant, and he's a smashing lad as well.
Yeah, so looking ahead to Thursday now, looks like we've lost Messer tonight with a dislocated collarbone.
Yeah.
How's the team going to look on Thursday, do we think?
To be honest, we'll be getting a couple in because we've still not used our full quarter of players we can use in that cup. So we've got a few lads who don't always play for Avon Coles playing in it. It's no disrespect to the competition. It's a competition we're holders of, and it's a competition we want to win. But with Messer tonight, I text it to 9 first team players who we've got out, and we've no other option but to bring a couple in. And you know, people saw today, our assistant manager and coach, like Andy Hill, come on with 10 minutes to go. Mark Truffers ended the game playing left back. We're struggling, you know, but we'll just keep digging it out because that's the type of dressing room that we've got.
And then away at Old Sager on Saturday, another match. Pressure's off. We can look forward to it, go out there and play. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree. I know tonight was a massive one because Emil was saying before the game that now we hold, it's the highest ever points total in Coles history tonight. I think that took us up to 72 points, and the highest Coles have ever been is 70 points at this standard. So it's something for all the lads to be proud of. But we'll be going out to Alsager to win. You know, Colne have got a couple of tough games coming up. Linnets have got a couple of tough games coming up. We don't think we're going to win the league, but we definitely want to finish second if we can, and that's the aim. And if we can finish second, get to 2 cup finals, it's a season we couldn't have dreamt of. But since the Colne game, when we won here 3-0, the hard luck that we've had with injuries, it's just been frightening. And you know, it has put a bit of a dampener on the lads, and we're trying to raise spirits at the moment, but it's just been horrendous what we've suffered.
All right, Cleggy, thanks for your thoughts.
Thank you.
Cheers.